Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud, and we are still examining Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. So we'll say our blessing and we'll be on our way. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kachanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Okay, so we're still in Tractate Demai, Chapter 1, Halakha 3. If you're in your Schottenstein, it's page 8A1 at the top of the second column there. All right. So now we learn a little bit more about how Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair acquired his powers. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Hava Azel, Levet Va'ada, Va'ad, Hava Ginai, Gaver. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was going to the meeting house, and the Ginaya, the river Ginaya, was getting stronger and stronger. Amarle. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says to the river, Ginai, Ginai, Ma'at manali min bet va'ada. Ginai, Ginai, why are you preventing me from going to the house of study, the house of meeting? Ufleg kumoi. And the water parted in front of him. Whoa, I mean, we're into the Moses League now. Of supernatural powers, okay? Okay. Amrule Tamidav. So his student said to them, said to him, Yachlina Anan Avrin, can we cross the river in this way as well? Amarlon, he said to them, Man de Yada B'nafshe, someone who knows in his soul, okay? B'la akel levar nash min Yisrael min yomoy ya'avor v'lo min che. Whoever knows about himself that he has never slighted a Jewish person in all his days can cross and will not be harmed. So again, we're kind of seeing a theme. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair derives his powers through righteousness. And one gets the idea that if he would quit being righteous, he would quit having his powers. Now, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair is a contemporary of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. They're both active, like, you know, around 175, 200, that time period. So now we're going to have a story in which Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair kind of tangle with each other. Now, just we've seen what Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair is like, okay? He's kind of strict, but he's, you know, he's merciful even to the mouse. He didn't make the mouse die to get the pearl. He left the mouse live. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is very, very rich, very powerful. He's the leader of the community at this time. He's also kind of a guy who, he's not as much into angels and kind of magic working as Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. He's a politician. He understands the art of compromise and the art of the possible, okay? And if we know anything about Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, we know that that's not exactly his strong suit. Okay. So Rabbi, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is always just called Rabbi. It's like Madonna. You don't need the last name. Rabbi Ba'a Mishrei Shemita. Rabbi wanted to permit the people to plant the fields during the year of the sabbatical, when nobody's supposed to be planting anything in the fields. The picture you get is kind of, they're having a famine, they have to have some food. He wants to permit it. Okay. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair comes up to him, Amarle, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, Ma Iburaya Av Edin, how are the crops doing? See, he's trying to get, he's a very tactful fellow. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is trying to get Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair to see that things aren't going well, and that just for this one year, they might have to plant during Shemitah. Okay? Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair is not so easily persuaded. Amarle, so Rabbi Pinchas says back, Ulshin Yafotle. The Ulshin are pretty, are good, are superb. The endives, the Olshin, the endives are superb. Now, we kind of tend to think of endive as this fancy schmancy vegetable. What they're saying, what he's saying here is, endives in this sense are bitter. You can use them as maror on Passover. Okay, so Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair is kind of saying, look, we can all still eat endives, okay? So maybe we're not having a great diet, but there's something. All right. Oh my, so Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi kind of tries to get a little more direct. Ma iburaya avidin, how are the grain crops doing? Amarle ulshin yafot, and Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair shoots it right back at him and says, well, you know, the endives are doing real well. V'yadi Rabbi delehu maskama imei. And then Rabbi realized that, boy, he was just not going to go along with this idea of planting during the sabbatical year. Amarle. So Rabbi said to him, Mashgach Rabbi Meho Iman Seifchar Patal Yoma Dein. Would my teacher, that is you, care to dine with us a little in the shade of this day? I mean, again, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is rich, rich, rich. So he's saying, come and relax and, you know, in my villa here. Okay. Amar Lon In. So, all right, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair is saying, okay, I'll come eat at your house. Okay, we will pick up here tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye.